Today's scripture verse are selected verses. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 33 through 34. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time, or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 through 10. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18 through 19. Now this was the sin of your sister Sodom. She and her daughters were arrogant, overfed, and unconcerned. They did not help the poor and needy. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49. No stranger had to spend the night in the street, for my door was always open to the traveler. Job chapter 31, verse 32. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Matthew chapter 25, verse 25 through 36. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Galatians 5, verse 14.
Thank you, Christopher. I'm going to read to you a document that was written about 3 months ago, and it was signed by many faith leaders of many of the world's faith traditions. It was signed by our own president and general minister of our United Church of Christ denomination, Reverend Dr. John Dorhauer. This is how it begins. This is just a little bit of it. We, representatives of Protestant, Orthodox, and Anglican communions in the United States, Church World Service, and National Council of Churches in the United States, gathered today on this 10th day of February, 2017. We seek to join our efforts to those of other religious communities striving for the same sacred purposes and officially declare strong opposition to the executive order entitled Protecting the Nation from Terrorist Attacks by Foreign Nationals. On behalf of our joint membership of 37 national members, constituting more than 30 million Americans, we stand united in our resolve to love our neighbors as ourselves, to act justly, love mercifully, and walk humbly with our God in fellowship with the vulnerable, the outcast, the widow, the orphan, the immigrant, and all persons in need. As Americans, we are a nation of displaced persons. This executive order drastically reduces refugee admissions, temporarily suspends the entire U.S. resettlement program, ends the resettlement of Syrian refugees, and definitely bans individuals from Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan from entering the United States, and preferences religious minorities. We've already witnessed the heartbreaking consequences of this executive order. Refugees who had waited years to be approved for resettlement to the United States, who had sold their belongings and given up shelter in preparation to finally find sanctuary, had their flights abruptly canceled in hopes of being reunited with their families in the United States dashed. We are unequivocally opposed to any policy that restricts access to life-saving protection due to a person's religion. This executive order, as well as the two other immigration-related executive orders, to build a wall and deport our undocumented community members, counters the values we as a people of faith hold dear, to welcome the stranger and assist those most in need. As Christians, we have a moral responsibility to speak out and advocate alongside all immigrants and refugees to stop these unjust and immoral executive orders, it continues. Refugee resettlement is one of the most cherished traditions upon which our country was founded. It plays a critical role in U.S. diplomacy and foreign policy. As the world faces the largest displacement crisis in recorded history, the United States should this year resettle at a minimum 85,000 refugees, the same number we welcomed last year. Our nation's security and hospitality are in no way mutually exclusive. In fact, they are complementary. It is imperative that we speak out against the notion that refugees are a threat to our safety. They are not. We have a sense of shared community by being in the world with those who are different from us. Refugees are ordinary people fleeing life-threatening adversity. They're also the most heavily vetted individuals ever to travel to our country. To suggest otherwise simply does not represent the facts. This document goes on to enumerate a number of declarations. One that says, we pledge to dedicate one Sunday in the coming 3 months to engage all of our congregations in honoring refugees and immigrants' journeys, educating our communities about the biblical call to welcome refugees and immigrants, and inviting our congregation members to take action to publicly support refugee resettlement and immigrant members of our communities. This is who this document was signed by: Church World Service, National Council of Churches, Presbyterian Church, African Methodist Episcopal Church, United Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ, United Methodist Church, Reformed Church in America, AME Zion Church, Swedenborgian Church, Progressive National Baptist Convention, Armenian Orthodox Church, American Baptist Home Missionary Society, Alliance of Baptists, Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, Religious Society of Friend Quakers, Moravian Church, Northern Province, and the Ecumenical Catholic Communion. It was signed by a lot. So here we are today to educate ourselves about the realities of refugees around the world and to open up our hearts and minds to do unto others as we would have done unto us. So first things first, what is a refugee? How is a refugee different from an immigrant? Both refugees and immigrants move to a different country than the one that they were born in, but often for different reasons. Although fear is sometimes a factor in an immigrant's decision to move, for the most part, they move by choice, and usually for the promise of a better life. The main reasons typically include better economic conditions, education, or the desire to be closer to family. Some immigrants should be granted refugee status, but for a multitude of reasons, those in authority are unwilling to do so. Refugees always leave their home country due to fear of persecution, which could be caused by war, political instability, violence, aggression due to their religion, beliefs, caste, or political opinion. Refugee status or asylum is a form of protection that may be granted to people who meet the definition of refugee. Refugees are generally people outside of their country who are unable or unwilling to return home because they fear serious harm. Most refugees are able to return to their home communities when peace and stability is restored, although for some this might take many, many years. For those that are unable to return, perhaps because of ongoing conflict or if there is danger of persecution, staying in a refugee camp is the only option, as most host countries are unable to accept refugees permanently. Resettlement in a third country, not the country that they were born in or that they originally fled to, is the last option and is available to only a tiny fraction of the world's refugees. In preparing for this sermon, I came across a prayer station resource created in 2013. The original idea was to set up prayer stations around the room and allow persons to learn about and pray for refugees while visiting each station. I've adapted this resource so that all of us may participate in each prayer station while staying seated in our chairs. Over the next few minutes, we will visit 6 prayer stations, hear personal stories, and view photographs from refugees, all with the intention of allowing our hearts and minds to become more conscious and open to the needs and situation of our refugee brothers and sisters. Station one, refuge. All of us seek refuge in our lives. My favorite Bible verse with the word refuge is from Psalm 41:6. God is my refuge and strength, always ready to help me in times of trouble. For many, in addition to finding refuge in God, we seek refuge in the daily places that we feel at home. So this is a time for you to reflect on the things you have in your life that help you to feel secure, especially in the place that you call home. What are those items that you give thanks for in your current living situation? Would some of you call out some of these things, and I will write them on this picture of a house? Family.
Bed.
Air conditioning.
Water.
Dog. Safety.
Bananas.
I didn't hear that one.
Animals.
Roof. Food. Thank you. Church family. Clothes.
Smart people.
All right, we're moving on.